Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدَ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed a great favor upon the believers when He sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, يُخْرِجُكُم مِّنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, that indeed you are brought from darkness to light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدَ جَاءَكُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُّبِينٌ, that indeed there has come to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a light and a clear book. And the light here is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The impact of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu to Malcolm X. From Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu to Yusuf Islam. Countless generations have been affected by the prophetic legacy. The legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why Shawqi, he said, أَخُوكَ عِيسَ دَاعَ مَيْتًا فَقَامَلَهُ وَأَنْتَ أَحْيَيْتَ أَجْيَالَ مِنْ رَمَمِ. Shawqi, Ahmad Shawqi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that your brother, O Muhammad, Jesus, he called the dead to stand for him, and they stood for him. But you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you brought generations after generations after generations to life with the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent you with. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the one who's been affected by the legacy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who was touched by the touch of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by saying, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَا مَثْرُهُ فِي ظُرُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the one who was dead, and we brought him to life, and gave him a light which he walked amongst the people with, is he the same as someone who's steeped in darkness with no possible way of exiting it? And that's why many ulama said this verse was sent when Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu accepted Islam. The legacy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone who's a Muslim and listening to this lecture has a responsibility toward this legacy, to continue this legacy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a mercy. وَإِذَا رَحِمْتَ فَأَنْتَ أَبٌ أَوْ أُمٌ وَهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا رُحَمَاءُ. The poet said that you, O Muhammad, if you exercise mercy, you're like a father or a mother, and they're the source of mercy in this existence. Even with all of this mercy in mind, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he thought about the responsibility of his ummah in carrying on the prophetic legacy, he became fearful for them. In fact, we find in an authentic narration that Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, asked him to read the Qur'an to him. Abdullah bin Mas'ud was shocked. He said, Ya Rasulullah, the Qur'an was sent to you, and you're asking me to read it to you. Look at the humility of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, I love to hear somebody else read the Qur'an. SubhanAllah, this sunnah is still alive today in the ummah. Everywhere you go, Muslims, alhamdulillah, are listening to the Qur'an in their cars, at their computer, on their iPods. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the Qur'an beloved to us, alhamdulillah. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he began by starting from the fourth chapter of the Qur'an, Surah Nisa, until he came to a very important verse in that surah, and he read, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. At that moment, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he turned to him and said, حَسْبُكَ حَسْبُكَ, stop, stop. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, he says, فَإِذَا عَيْنَاهُ تَدْرِفَانِ, when I looked up, I saw that the tears were coming from the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another narration, Abdullah bin Mas'ud said the tears were falling from the beard of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does this verse say? Allah says, then how will it be when we bring for every nation a witness against that nation, and we bring you, O Muhammad, as a witness against your nation? When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul lil alameen, he thought about this important responsibility that his ummah was going to have to carry after him, he was overcome by tears. Can you imagine that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be a witness for you when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will say that you delivered the message of Allah and you carried yourself in your society as a good person? If we look at the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see that there were a few key areas which he made major impact. These are not the only areas, but for those of us who live in the West, these areas are extremely important for us to focus on. Number one, his impact on the community, the prophetic legacy and his community. Number two, his family. Number three, his friends. Number four, his enemies. Again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's legacy with his community, with his family, with his friends, and even with his enemies, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's begin insha'Allah ta'ala with the community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attests, and we read some of the verses earlier from the Quran, to the value of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his community, what he brought to the community. But one important narration really makes this clear. And this is found in the book of Imam Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him. That the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came one day to the helpers and they were upset about something. And he said to the Ansar, he said to them something very beautiful. He said, were you not astray and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided you through me? Were you not separated and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you together through me? Were you not poor? And here poor does not mean poor in the sense of money or monetary issues. Here poor means you had no faith, you had no iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَغْنَاكُمُ اللَّهُ بِهِ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enriched you with me. And every time the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say this to the Ansar, they would say, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger has spoken correctly. Ibn Hazm, rahimahullah ta'ala, al-Andalusi, he said that if the only miracle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the impact that he had on his companions, this would be sufficient to prove that he was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His effect on the community. However, to gain a better understanding, let's ask the following question, and I want you to think deeply about this. What was the greatest test to befall the Muslims? Indeed, according to the Prophet himself, alayhi salatu wassalam, the greatest musibah, the greatest trial, is the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that if any of you are afflicted by a trial or difficulty, then remember the difficulty that you encountered with my death, فَإِنَّهَا أَعْظَمْ, because indeed this difficulty is greater than anything that you could ever encounter. SubhanAllah, if you were to disappear today from your job, from your school, from your friends' lives, how will people remember you? What type of impact as a Muslim in the West would you leave on them? Would they miss you? Would they ask about you? Would they say, SubhanAllah, we miss this person. We wish that this person was in our life. SubhanAllah, he left such or she left such a great impact on us. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar, shortly after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they went to visit a woman named Ayman. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to visit her, so in following his sunnah, they decided also to visit her. She was an old woman. And they came upon her and they found her crying. And they asked her, what's wrong with you? Why are you crying? Don't you know that what is with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after his death is much better than what was with him in this dunya? And she said, yes, I know that. But the reason I'm crying is because the revelation has been stopped. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, the connection between the heavens and the earth directly was finished forever. No more wahi, no more revelation. For this reason, Ayman radiallahu anha, she was overcome by tears. And when Abu Bakr and Umar, they heard this, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them, they became overcome. And they began to cry and share tears with her. The death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can we understand his impact on his community? By his absence. The absence of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salama radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she narrates to us on behalf of Imam al-Bayhaqi, rahimahullah ta'ala, the events surrounding the last day of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. The last day of his life, alayhi salatu wassalam. And she said, radiallahu anha, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he died on Monday and he was buried on Wednesday after Salatul Isha. SubhanAllah, all of us are familiar with the happenings which surrounded the companions after the death of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar radiallahu anhu refused to believe that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had died. Uthman bin Affan, he fainted. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he could not talk to anyone. The absence of the Prophet, the shock of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam suddenly being taken from them, radiallahu anhu. However, Salama radiallahu anha gives us another way of looking at the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a very interesting way, and this is from the aspect of the community in general. Salama says that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam died on Monday and he was buried on Wednesday, and she says the death of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had not hit us until Wednesday night after Isha. We started to hear the sound of shovels. I mean, subhanallah, imagine if you were in the shoes of Umar, if you're in the shoes of Abu Bakr or Aisha or Fatima or Zainab or Khalid bin Walid, and you're hearing the sounds of the shovels which are digging the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can you fathom this? Can you fathom how much they must have been overcome? Salama says that when we heard the sounds of these shovels, we begin to weep, meaning the household of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We begin to mourn, we begin to cry, we begin to wail. And then she said, the entire city of Medina began to shake with tears at the loss of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The city itself, the community is shaking out of the loss of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.